let's start by exploring the progression of myopia. In 2019, the percentage of Primary 6 students who need glasses due to myopia stands at 65%. And in tertiary institution, a whopping 80% of the students need glasses due to myopia. It is useful to note that myopia is not just about wearing a pair of glasses for clear vision, but in fact, the lengthening of the eyeball, which increases the risks of retinal detachment, glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration. This is due to the thinning of the retina as the eyeball stretches. I want you to think about your primary school friend, that person who is geeky and studious, who reads every day, and he probably has got a very thick lenses on his spectacles. Why is that so, you may wonder? But it is due to the fact that his eyeball has become so long that he needs such a thick lens to bend the light all the way to the retina so that he reaches there and he's able to see clear vision. So what I'm trying to say is, if you have high myopia, if your degree of your glasses, if the prescription of your lenses are very high due to myopia, your eyeball is actually very long. It is common in my practice to have children with progressing myopia. Their prescription easily goes up to about minus one diopter each year. And this is scary because of the fact that their eyeball is becoming longer and longer. In Singapore, we try to strive for number one in everything, and that includes myopia as well. In a paper published by the World Health Organization, Singapore is projected to be number one. 77% of the Singaporeans would need glasses due to myopia, and 49% due to high myopia. I hate to tell you this, but a lot of people's perception of myopia, again, is just about wearing a pair of glasses. The fact is as follows. If your prescription is more than 6 diopter and above, the chances of you having cataract is 5 times more than someone who doesn't need glasses. Glaucoma, 14 times. Retinal detachment, 22 times. If you remembered what I said about lengthening of the eyeball leading to a thinning retina, and if you are an avid fan of bungee jumping, roller coaster, scuba diving, and if you are a frequent flyer, what happens in these activities that I just mentioned is that there's a very drastic change in the atmospheric pressure, and that can cause a tug or a pull on your retina, and it can possibly cause a tear or a detachment. So a quick note of advice is if you see a lot of floaters suddenly out of nowhere, and if it's accompanied by flashes of light, you have to go to the emergency department right away if the flashes and the floaters do not go away within 20 minutes. Floaters are things that you see flying around the eyes, and they are not a good sign. Optometrists around the world are looking into myopia management. It is important to note that myopia isn't just going to affect the children, but for adults as well. There is a phenomenon called pseudo-myopia. That is a myopia not caused by the lengthening of the eyeball, but the fact that we are using a lot of our digital device that can cause a spasm in our eye muscles. To illustrate what pseudo-myopia is, let me give you a case study of an 8-year-old girl named Clara. Her entire family wears glasses due to myopia, and by the time she graduates from university, her prescription is already at minus 6 diopter. She joins the workforce, got herself a job as a finance executive, and she faces the computer for 8 to 10 hours every day. At home, she enjoys watching movies on her tablet, and after 3 years of doing that, her prescription went up to minus 8 diopter. Now, if we were to give her a break to say in Maldives for 6 months, where there are no digital device, no books, no reading, and she watches the sea every day, her prescription might drop back to minus 6 diopter. You see, the 2 diopter increment isn't caused by the lengthening of the eyeball that I mentioned earlier. Growing up, because of the fact that she's in her growth spur, her power has gotten up to about minus 6. And now that she has graduated, the sheer amount of near work that she does every day can increase her prescription by a minus 2 diopter. And that is due to the fact that her eye muscles are tightened and it goes to a spasm. And this is the reason why her prescription has gone up. You see, if we were to face our digital device for extended periods of time, it would inevitably drive up the myopia. Even as adults, we can't help that. So let me share with you some tips on how we can tackle these issues. First, take micro breaks. And when I mean micro, I mean a mere 20 seconds. Every 20 minutes of computer usage, look far, 20 feet for 20 seconds. I call it the 20-20-20 formula. Set an alarm for say 20 minutes or 45 minutes to remind yourself that you need to take that 20 seconds break. Your eyes will love you, trust me, because it allows your eye muscles to relax after staring at a screen for a long period of time. That will help relieve headaches, eye strain, and even red eyes.